This year, set a self-improvement goal. Like socially dominating your friends with your superior streaming knowledge. Catch up on the hits you missed with Prime Video. From Reacher to Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour extended version. And The Hunger Games, the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Watch everything included on Prime. Rent or buy new releases. Add on hundreds of streamers. One app, one password. Prime Video. Find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
So if you have a 17-year NFL career and you are fourth most all-time in sacks with 159.5, and you also have 10 double-digit sack seasons, which is the third most all-time behind two other Hall of Famers, and you're an edge rusher, sounds like you should be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Yes, I would say
yes,
so.
Yes, that would be Julius Peppers.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Just, I hope they have his bust, his statue, all that's already made.
Love some Pep.
Oh. Julius Peppers in the Hall of Fame.
No brainer.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. He's a no brainer. By the way, Dennis Cox sitting in for Adam Gold. This is the Adam Gold Show. Victoria producing us as always. Adam will be back in the new year. I know you guys are probably missing
2024.
Him.
Yep.
Maybe tomorrow we'll do New Year's resolutions for Adam.
We should. Watch more soccer.
Go get it. I don't think that's the issue.
Then he'll never see his family.
Exactly. I don't think that's the problem. But we look at the NFL Hall of Fame finalists. Okay? So we're of this group of people, it's going to get whittled down to five. Julius Peppers, Antonio Gates are first-timers. First years of eligibility, they are on the finalist list. Makes sense. Antonio Gates, one of the best wide receivers of all time. I mean, he's right up there in total catches and yards, and he holds the record, I think, for tight ends with 116 touchdown receptions. And I think his number of catches is second behind Tony Gonzalez, and I think his yards is second behind Jason Witten. And, like, this is all time. Like, yeah, that guy should probably go in.
Yeah.
That guy should probably go in. And you know what? First ballot, no problem with it. A guy who's been waiting for a long time, probably waiting longer than he should have been, Torrey Holt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt, that guy should be in the Hall of Fame. I get people are like, well, he was part of the greatest show on turf because, you know, there was Kurt Warner was there, and there was Isaac Bruce, and they have Marshall Faulk. Like, well, yeah, those guys also got their stats because Torrey Holt was also there too. Like, you had to worry about him.
It was a team effort.
Exactly. But we're also looking at what he accomplished individually, and Torrey Holt should absolutely be in there. Then you have Reggie Wayne, the longtime receiver with the Indianapolis Colts. Phenomenal career. Gosh, I loved watching the Colts offense when it was Peyton Manning at quarterback. They had Edgerrin James, Dallas Clark at tight end, Marvin Harrison Sr., and they had Reggie Wayne. Like, that offense was fun to watch. So good. Then you have some other guys like Patrick Willis, who's a linebacker, Dwight Freeney, who's an edge rusher, Jared Allen, who's an edge rusher, Willie Anderson, Darren Woodson, Devin Hester, some other first-time guys like Eric Allen and Roddy Harrison, who are defensive backs. You had Fred Taylor, who's a running back, played a long time with the Jacksonville Jaguars. I think he played a couple seasons with New England. Offensive lineman Jari Evans also made it. But who I didn't mention as part of that finalist list? Steve Smith Sr.
Not okay. Not cool.
Steve Smith Sr. And I know a lot of people are going to say Andre Johnson, who was a wide receiver for the Houston Texans. I think he played his last couple seasons, like 1 year in Indy and 1 year, I think, as well with New England Patriots. Actually, I'm sorry, Tennessee Titans. He played his last two seasons, one with Indy and one with Tennessee. But overall, 14-year career. Great career for Andre Johnson. Steve Smith, great career as well. So it's like, well, why did one guy be a finalist and the others not? Now, I think when it comes to finalist voting, I think the voters sometimes like to spread things out over position because if you look at it, okay, Holt, Wayne, those guys should probably get in this year into the Hall of Fame, or this upcoming year, I should say. Those guys are probably going to be in. It's like, okay, well, we don't want to have four wide receivers on the ballot. So, okay, there might have been a split vote between Andre Johnson and Steve Smith Sr., and I think Andre Johnson edged him out. But it's like, well, I'm sorry, Steve Smith Sr. had a better career than Fred Taylor. I know they played different positions, but I'm like, I'm sorry, Steve Smith felt more impactful in his career than Fred Taylor did as a running back.
Yeah.
Now, Fred Taylor had some really good seasons. Don't get me wrong. That guy had multiple 1,000-yard seasons after the age of 30. So there's like a longevity thing that comes in this. But Steve Smith Sr. also had some of his best seasons post age 30. Now I get that's when Cam showed up. And then when he went to Baltimore, he had Joe Flacco. I get it.
Oh, bummer. The holidays are over. But yay, your weird relatives left. But no more presents. But yay, you have your freedom again. But there are no more desserts. But there's also no more holiday music, huh? Yeah! The new year is full of ups and downs. But however you're feeling, you can always be happy with all the content on Prime Video. Catch the new season of Reacher, included with Prime.
Why'd you hit him so hard?
I don't hit soft.
Rent or buy new releases like The Hunger Games, The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. You can even add on hundreds of streamers, all in one app with one password. No bummers here, just lots of yay. Prime Video, find your happy place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership not required to rent or buy. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Those two guys, better than Jake Delhomme. It's not a knock on Jake Delhomme. It's just what it is. But Steve Smith Sr. also played a ton of his career without him.
He did. It was impressive.
Early in his career, he had Chris Winkie.
Yeah.
Then Rodney Pete.
Yep.
Then Jake Delhomme.
He made something out of nothing for a long time.
For a long, long time. Now I get in Houston, you had Matt Schaub as a quarterback. Matt Schaub, Jake Delhomme, kind of similar, I guess you can say, in terms of their talent level. Probably pretty similar. But Steve Smith also had a conservative head coach in John Fox for a long, long time, and he still put up the numbers that he did. So if you're going to ask if this guy was snubbed off the finalist list, yeah, I would say he was.
Yeah, I would hate to see someone's position hold them back from being in because you're deserving of it. What you did, whether it's, you know, whether there's five wide receivers in there, okay, well, they deserve it.
Yeah, exactly. If you're deserving, you're deserving. Now, there are some things that happen because, again, they're not going to want to put five of one position in at a time. When you have some of these outlier guys, when I say outliers, like these automatic shoe-in guys, like when Terrell Owens became eligible, that guy was a shoe-in for the Hall of Fame. That slows down guys like Torrey Holt getting in, which then there's the backlog, which slows down Steve Smith and Andre Johnson and Reggie Wayne, these other guys. That's just unfortunately how this works. When Larry Fitzgerald becomes eligible, Larry Fitzgerald is probably going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Rightfully so. Larry Fitzgerald had a phenomenal career. Well, guess what? Other guys at his position are going to have to just wait another year longer. That's kind of how this works. And then, gosh, when Peyton Manning actually becomes eligible and Tom Brady, these other guys become eligible, well, those guys are first ballot. Well, guess what? Someone else has to wait another year. They only put in five a season. They only put in five. That's just unfortunately how this works. And they're going to want to put in Torrey Holt before his eligibility runs out. And Torrey Holt, again, should be in there anyway. So, yeah, did he get snubbed off the finalist list? Absolutely. But that doesn't mean at some point he won't be in the Hall of Fame. And I think that's the thing we got to keep in mind, is that as long as he gets there, does it matter how long you waited?
Yeah.
Like, you get there, like, here's the thing for me when it comes to the Hall of Fame. You remember the guys that are, like, first ballot? Like, Troy Polamalu, first ballot Hall of Famer, right? First ballot. You remember those guys. Peyton Manning's going to be first ballot, but once you're in, you're in. That's all that matters. Once you got the gold jacket, it doesn't matter how fast you got it.
Hey, he was at least, he was put into the Panther Hall of Fame. Absolutely. Hall of Honor, I should say, anyway.
The Ring of Honor, he and Julius Peppers.
That was, yeah, all of them were.
Rightfully so. Like, he absolutely deserves to be there. And I think something we have to keep in mind when it comes to the Hall of Fame stuff is that yeah, you might have to wait a few years. Like, Torrey Holt has had to wait way too long, in my opinion. The guy should have been in there a few years ago. But he's going to get there, I believe. And once he's in, it's all that matters. You can say Hall of Famer Torrey Holt. When Steve Smith eventually does get there, Hall of Famer Steve Smith. Once he eventually gets in there, Reggie Wayne. Hall of Famer Reggie Wayne. That's all that matters. Once you're in, you're in.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there's the first ballot guy, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed. First ballot, you're in. So I know a lot of people, again, are doing the comparisons with Andre Johnson. I mean, I'll touch on the comparisons here real fast. If you look at Andre Johnson, the number of 1,000-yard receiving seasons in his career, I think he had seven. He had 2004, 2006, 8, 2009, 2010, 2012, 2013. He had seven. Steve Smith, 2003, 2005, 6, 7, 8, 11, 12, and 14. He had eight. He had eight seasons of 1,000-plus yards. Receiving yard total, pretty similar. Andre Johnson, 14,185. Steve Smith, 14,731. Steve Smith, 81 touchdowns. Andre Johnson, 70. Total number of receptions, Andre Johnson, 1,062. Steve Smith, 1,031. Pretty similar careers when you're looking at just the overall stats. I mean, Steve Smith, gosh, in 2005 was the AP, like, player of the year, if I remember correctly, offensive player of the year, multiple-time Pro Bowler. I mean, he's been absolutely stellar in his career. So, yeah, if you want to sit there and say he got snubbed, I'm not going to disagree with you one bit.
There's no way that he's not going to make – There's you can't. That would be so sad. Just like Rod Brind'Amour. I know that's totally different and that's hockey, but it's the same thing.
It's the same
both of these
thing.
Guys, they need to be in the Hall of Fame.
They
and
they
the fact that
it.
They keep getting looked over is just frustrating. But I'm holding out, keeping my fingers crossed.
It's probably going to take longer than we want. But I think he eventually will get there.
Yeah.
And again, that's what matters. When he gets there, once he's got the gold jacket on, doesn't matter when you got it. Once you're in that Hall of Fame,
poppin' bubbly.
You can say that for life.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.